Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you troubled by stale podcasts in the middle of the night?
Do you love films that feature the busting of spooks, specters, or ghosts?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is an RPG audio drama combining tabletop gaming and cinematic paranormal elimination adventures.
Call the professionals at nerdyshow.com/ghostbusters.
We're ready to believe you.
The following episode of Flame On is presented by the Nerdy Show Network.
Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop.
Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination.
And with the generous support of listeners like you.
To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
What's going on, everybody? Pat DeBear here with another episode of Blame On. January was a rather long month. In some cases, in people's opinions, it was a rather long year. We're now into the month of February. But because January had five Fridays...
Oh my god, did it?
You got three episodes of Flame On.
So much of us.
I know. So where much. We did a microsode in our last recording... Because it is the first episode of February, we're back for another one.
My God.
Yay.
Oh, that's right. We left on a cliffhanger, didn't we?
Well, I mean, it was a cliffhanger until you described what the cliff was. And then we were like, all right, well, I guess we know the... You were even started with some of the topic points of it. But we are back with another episode of Now That's What I Call Gay Life. I'm here with Josh and BJ.
Hello.
Hi.
And I will cut the intro short because it is a pseudo extension of our last Gay Life episode. And I will go ahead and throw it on over to BJ to describe in immaculate detail what this episode is about.
All right. So last time we talked a bit about the whole, we talked about our first experience with the gay bar. We talked about our fun times. We talked about our fun times. We talked about our embarrassing times.
I was like, where were the fun times in there? That was just all embarrassing moments.
We talked about our embarrassing times, and just like how they've kind of shaped us. Actually, this time around, I would like to go around and talk about. Well, we can talk about our best times at the bar, and then
I don't know if that's radio friendly. Oh, wait, this is podcast.
Well, I mean, it's podcast,
but
so.
Still.
I mean, we could use code.
I was like, we have to change the names to protect the not-so-innocent.
You used your wand to Avada Kedavra some Dementor pussy. Anyway.
Oh, my God, I was driving back from Atlanta the other day, and there was a sign for Bussy Road.
Oh, my.
Yes.
And I couldn't help but think.
See,
of
now
you.
We just need Thrussy Lane.
right.
Did I tell you someone messaged me about Thrussy?
Did they want your Thrussy? Or
no,
did...
as soon as they were listening to the episode and you said Thrussy, they're like, I'm fucking done. And they threw their phone like, ah!
Oh, it's good to know people are listening before I said Thrussy.
Like, that's all I got was just a message, just one word. Thrussy.
One of our longtime listeners, Luke, actually messaged me during that episode. He'll message me from time to time while he's listening. So it's almost in real time, the responses he sends. And he was listening to that episode and had some comments. And before he even got to the end where we were going to talk about whether bars are necessary or stuff like that, he was telling me some things. And then we had a little bit of that discussion. And then when he got to your story about the twink falling on stage.
Oh, God.
That was his favorite part.
But so, yeah, I wanted to talk about our best bar moments. And then I also, since at the end of the last episode, I did touch on the fact that, like, back in the day, gay bars were kind of the only kind of safe space for us, you know, a long time ago. And it was the only place where we can meet other gay people. But now we've got the internet. We've got apps. Hell, you can run into a gay person at the grocery store and they may ask you out there now, which is, you know, something that's still relatively new.
Well, and you've got, like, in some areas, there's, like, referenced gay stores or gay restaurants. Like, the IHOP, for example, it's dubbed as the Gay Hop.
Yep.
And I think there's a Publix over in Davenport. Like, there's a gay Publix.
Down the street from the Gay Hop.
I was going to say, there's a gay Publix in Davenport? I like some redneck country boys.
Like, I was actually just in Davenport, like, last week, and there's, like, two Publixes. One was right
there. That's where the two homosexuals that live in Davenport go shopping. So it has to be dubbed that. But no, there's one in Colonial Town, right on Colonial, down the street from Gay Hop, is our Orlando gay Publix.
Okay. So I wanted Gablix. To Gay-glix?
Gablix?
I say Publix. Publix. Like Hot Licks, but Publix.
So anyway, so do we need bars?
So what I wanted to touch on the fact that two of us have a little bit more experience with, you know, starting our gay lives kind of at the gay bars and then watching things change.
Are you saying that I'm so old that I started out not in the bars?
No, I think he's referring to me.
Oh, I'm saying that he a baby.
Oh, okay.
He a baby. Bebe? He could go to places like iBar and like.
Ew, I went once and I was like, I'm so bored.
I don't know. I don't know where Gabies hang out now, but you know, wherever Gabies go.
I think Pulse was the place.
At emo night at iBar.
Oh, emo night. substitute for goth night. Anyway, but I wanted to kind of pick y'all's brains on something that you would like to see more as gay bars have to kind of evolve, because at the end of the day, it is a business. If they want to stay open, they might have to branch out to things. And I've seen a couple things around town try some things I never thought in this day and age I'd ever see, because we actually have layers. Like, I think Southern Nights has, like, a Filth Queen night where they have, like, the horror-themed drag queens come out. And I was like...
Yeah, that moved over from Stonewall.
Filth Queen?
It's their Black House Creature Feature Tuesdays.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the more of, like, the Dragula theme. Actually, because two of the girls from that house, it's of the Black House. Or, wait, is that a
Yeah, I think it's liquor? Black House.
I think it's Black House with a Q. Black.
No, it's
oh, I think it's black with the color, but house, like
house.
Okay.
House
of Black. Because you have Victoria, Opulence, Dahlia. I think Victoria and Dahlia were the two that were on Dragula seasons 2 and 3.
Yes.
But yeah, it's Black House Creature Feature. Isn't there a liquor that's like Black House?
I know there's Kraken, which is black, but
I don't know. Anywho. But yeah, it's stuff like that is becoming more visible because of shows like Dragula that are bringing that kind of market out into the, like, not the mainstream, but into the world. And when you have stuff like that, having episodic series where they can do a viewing party, it does bring a different kind of theme and night to a bar like that. So yeah.
Yeah. So just I'll go ahead and start with Pat about what was, I mean, if you wish to censor as much as you wish to,
you get to start this time.
What would you call your favorite your favorite bar night. It could be your most epic one. It could be your dirtiest one. It just a night that you're like, this is why I am happy. I went out. You're happy you went out one night. And I know that since you work in a bar setting.
Which makes it so much tougher because I have so many more nights.
You have more nights, but then was it a night you worked or was it a night that you like, you know, you might
it's
have
almost
actually...
never a night that I worked. Only because when I'm working, there is such an intense pressure to make sure that things are going well.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, it's so weird still being in Orlando and being able to say, when I used to host karaoke.
Oh my God.
when I used to run karaoke and game night, it was a little bit different because it wasn't as intense. You know, like I would just have to make sure that the crowd was having a good time that was there. When I run events or when I run Bear Bus, which is our major event in the area right now, I'm so focused on making sure that everything is set up and done right that it's tough to really have a real like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I guess I'm going to have to kind of give a couple of little examples. I don't know if I can narrow it down to just one.
No, you can do your top two or three.
One of my favorite nights out was back in 2010, Halloween night, 2010. I went up to New York that weekend for my sister's wedding. And my best friend, who is, at that time we weren't as close, was in town for something completely different. But we were both like, oh, shit, we are both in New York. Let's meet up in the city and let's go out. And I went out with him to gym bar. We went to gym where we were having a conversation and these two dudes that were right next to him, literally, we were having a conversation. They did not interject into our conversation. All it was the dude's hand just reaching over and starting to grope my friend's crotch. And I was like, we just kind of looked at each other and were like, what is going on here? And then...
you don't see anything.
Right. It was just so bizarre. And then we went to the Eagle, which New York has laws about public sex. So for as much as, you know, we normally denote a sex and non-sex bathroom in the Eagle on the second floor, it's never allowed. It's just something that happens and then they've got security that walks through. And we'll shine the flashlight and be like, all right, put it away, guys, put it away. And then you're
like, oh, that's a lot.
Okay. And then you wait a few moments, you give it about a minute or so, you make sure the security guard's the other way, because sometimes I'll loop back again. And then people just whip their dicks out and just start having sex again. And this, like, one night of the year is the night where anything goes. There were sheets draped from the ceiling to almost like section off the entire floor. The pool table had the cover on it. And it was just like, it was a free for all in debaucherous. I didn't really get into much myself. I can't speak for my friend, but it was crazy and it was fun. And one of my favorite costumes that night, because obviously it's Halloween, so the gays are in costume, some of them, was this dude that had playing cards. Like, he had a pair of glasses, and he had playing cards across them. And I looked at him, and I go, poker face. And he was like, you got it.
That really is 2010.
Oh, my God. So is. I need somebody to remind me in, like, mid-April when I have unpacked all of my stuff in Chicago to see if I kept that picture, because I swear, because I took a picture with the dude too.
Oh God!
I'll make a reminder on my phone right now to remind you.
I'll have Alexa set a reminder.
You said like, mid-April,
like April 20th, something like mid to late April. Just remind me to see if I have that picture, and I will see if I can find it and post it.
Poker face.
But it was just funny. Like, a lot of my good nights in New York were at the Eagle, because once I got to that part of my gay journey, was when I kind of was a little bit freer and a little bit more fun. And
she is stick in the mud now.
Well, pretty much.
Just kidding.
I'm like, hey, stop it. Get off my lawn. Down here, I would probably have to say, honestly, this past weekend was probably one of my more recent, like, just really fun nights with all of the stress of moving out of the old place and
into this fabulous mansion.
And I wasn't even living here by that point. Having stayed at the Gardens for a couple of weeks.
The Gardens. Mm.
And getting ready like to have to come back into the stress of getting my resume zhuzhed up and apply for jobs and get ready to go to Chicago to look at apartments and stuff like that. My best friend and I went to Atlanta. We were supposed to go to the Hayley Kiyoko concert, the one that like 14 times on this podcast I talked about and said I was so excited for. Until she canceled the entire tour.
Oh, no.
So there was no concert.
Is that why you got home quicker?
Yeah, that's why I only went up. I was supposed to go up on Saturday and come back today because the concert would have been last night. And the best part is I had saved my ticket from Ticketmaster into my Google Wallet. And, of course, it popped up yesterday. And I was like, oh, fuck you, Google Wallet.
That was refunded, right?
Yeah, because you canceled the whole tour. Okay.
But the Google Wallet sent you a reminder. Oh, yeah. Like, are you ready for your concert?
Like, here's your ticket. I'm
no,
like,
I'm not ready because the bitch canceled.
I mean, I'm sure there
it's
are
okay.
reasons.
He still loves you, Hayley.
Not Hayley Kiyoko.
Listen.
Hayley Kiyoko.
I am a little buzzed, so...
No wonder you took an extra hour to get the fuck home.
Well, I had to get gas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, like, they called my prize very last, and then... The person who was supposed to get it originally wasn't present. So then they called another number, and I was like, oh, my God, that's me. And then I had to wait, and then they gave me the thing, and then I had to go get gas.
All right, well, let's continue paying attention to my story, not setting up your Pokemon home now. Thanks.
Shh.
So with that concert being canceled, that entire tour being canceled, we went up, and it was just kind of a weekend to be, like, footloose and fancy free. Probably should have paid a little bit more attention to how much money I was spending at places.
Womp womp.
Because we forget that we're not in Orlando with bartenders that we know that like to take care of us.
Womp womp.
I mean, every so often we did get a little bit here and there. But, you know, when you order a drink and it's like $11. I'm like, oh. And I didn't realize that in Atlanta, when they ask if you want a tall, that means a double.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
used to, oh, do you want a tall, like a single tall, where they add some more mixer and you get a taller glass. I'm like, sure.
Oh, I thought tall was just... Always is that not the case?
It is not the case.
It's not always double.
It is not always double.
Oh,
I guess I'm used to hearing the reference of single tall, because it's either single double or a single tall here. And now Parliament doesn't have those different. Parliament used to have the smaller cups, like the 12 like, or
not quite a shot, but definitely larger than a shot, smaller than a regular drink.
I want to say like a 12-ounce cup, probably.
Yeah.
And now we're up to like the 20-ounce, like which is like a regular solo cup, maybe 16-ounce, 18-ounce.
Yeah, that's about
whatever.
16. That's a 16.
I think 16. Okay.
So,
yeah.
So it was like 12 and 16, and if you got a double, it was in the 16. But you could ask for a single tall, which was a single, but instead of in the 12-ounce cup, it was in the 16-ounce cup with more mixer. So, our bills were a little higher in Atlanta than originally expected. But it was amazing. We went up on Friday night, and we traveled. We drove 7 hours. We took a little disco nap, and then we went out. And we're like, all right, we're going to go to Wolf's. And we ran into Chris Gonzalez, who used to live here in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
Who works at Wolf's.
Oh, she's in Atlanta now?
Yes.
Yeah, she's in Atlanta.
She just hit her one-year anniversary up there.
Good for her.
So then he was like, all right.
Hey.
Jay was like, let's order shots with Chris.
Did you run into... Recent King?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Literally right when we walked in the door.
Oh, wow.
They were right at that first booth. And I was like, hey, girl. And then we sat down, and we didn't realize we sat at Chris's table. But we weren't going to order food, so we had already ordered a drink. And then Jay was like, well, let's order shots, because, you know, it's Chris's table. We sat at his table like we should. And then we ordered another round, and then Chris got us a round. And then another friend of mine showed up and joined us, and he ordered a round. So we were on, I think, 3 drinks, 4 shots, and mind you, all doubles. And then we proceeded to go to Chunk at Heretic.
Oh, that was this weekend.
That was this weekend.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Heretic. I used to sneak into the Heretic when I was in high school. So just to give you an idea, I'm very familiar with the Heretic.
And I'm not, like, I have only been to the Heretic, I think, once, and that was in and out because I was like, okay, not much is going on or whatever. Like, maybe I didn't even step foot in. And I'm not a big, like, circuit party person. Because I don't dance a lot, like, whatever. But we were just drunk and having a good time, and then we continued to drink and do some shots, and it was probably the most like free and like not having any type of like craziness in so long. And I'll say that that's probably my most recent like really good bar experience.
Okay.
Is it Chunk or Chonk?
Chunk. Chunk. I want to start a competing one called Chonk.
Chonk.
Chonk. No, you call one called Chonk, and you have like a gay dog show once a year, and one of the categories
dogs.
Is the chonkiest baby.
Havoc.
That's hysterical. He's.
You called him Chonk the other day.
He's a bit of a chonk.
That's
only because somebody else did. But when you see people refer to Chonk on like pictures, he is mostly like muscle.
Yeah,
that's true. He's also really tall.
Yeah, for a bulldog, he is. Even though his doctor calls him fat.
Oh.
I look at him and I go, Dr. Jim said you got to lose some weight. Me too, buddy. Me too.
Chonky. All right. Well. Nice. I love that you were talking about Atlanta, because immediately I'm like, yep, I've been there. Oh God, I used to sneak into there. Oh yeah. So.
I mean, I'm sure I've told one of my craziest stories is the time that my nipple bled.
Oh yeah. Was that in Atlanta?
At the Eagle.
That was okay. That was the Atlanta Eagle.
Which my friend that joined us and ordered another round of shots at Wolf's was that dude. So quick version. Met a bar back. One trip to Atlanta, came back another time. He was working as a bar back again, met me in the bathroom.
Yeah, he did.
Was sucking my dick. I had gotten my nipple pierced probably about 9 months before that, or maybe about a year, but it hadn't 100% healed, mm-hmm. as nipple piercings tend to take longer to heal.
Yep.
So he's sucking my dick, reaches up and pinches my nipple. I don't like my nipples pinched anyway, but then he pinched the pierced one, and I felt warm. And the blowjob was really good, so I just let him keep going. And, you know, finish that up, get back to the motel that I'm staying at with a different friend, not the one I went this time with. And I take my shirt off, and there's just two dried streams of blood down from my nipple down my chest.
Bloody blowjob.
But it was a good blowjob because I let it happen.
Because you
stop.
Let it happen.
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
Mary, you so bloody.
So there you go.
Nice.
Good times in New York and Atlanta.
So next up, Josh.
Oh, goodness.
Your best night or nights at a bar.
Okay, so... His had a little bit of debauchery. Are we going specifically for debauchery?
I mean, if the debauchery night was your best night, then yes. If the debauchery night just was your dirtiest night, you can pick another night. But we're going for the night you had the most fun.
I feel like for the most part, my outings are pretty tame and dull.
Except when you melt into a puddle of clothes in the middle of my room, don't come back to get them.
Okay, so I was thinking about that.
Tongue pop, since I can't do it.
I can't either. Wait, but none of us can.
No.
Come to think of it.
No.
No.
No. Pat had to get an app to make.
I've had the app for a long time. It's my RuPaul soundboard.
What a world we live in.
Right.
Right.
There's an app for that.
You can't tongue pop. There's an app for that.
Want to have Iowa caucuses? There's an app for that. That won't work. But anyway, this isn't a political. This isn't political right now. Back to you melting into a pile of clothes.
Okay, so
the reason he did is because he was working that night, and I said, don't go home, go next door to the gardens, I have a room there, shower, and then come back over. And literally, it looked like he melted and then reformed. Like, he T-1000 out of his clothes.
He Alex Mack'd it.
Yes.
There you
oh,
go.
Oh, I miss oh. that show.
And then, like, literally, I got back that night at 3 in the morning, and there's just... It was like he was the Wicked Witch and somebody threw water at him and just melted into a pile of clothes in the middle of, I don't remember if it's the middle of my room, my bedroom.
It was the bathroom.
Or the bathroom. But I literally was just like, Josh?
Hello?
Like if I pulled it up like a marionette, would a Josh appear?
Like I was shrunk, and so like if you picked up an article of clothing, I might have been under there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, help, I'm so my tiny. So it was actually this recently, this most recent October, because it was Bear Bus 29.
Oh, that's right.
And I was working as the photographer.
Working,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, you were.
But I was also competing in the Mr. Bear Bus contest.
Which I wish that there were pictures of, because the person that was supposed to help out ended up not. Well, no. I'm glad that you competed, and I'm glad that you won.
Well, yeah.
I was so upset that somebody actually volunteered without me even asking. Was like, hey, I am a photographer, and they were already scheduled to be part of our volunteers that night.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, hey, I take pictures, and do you need help with this, with the contest? And I was like, oh, my God, I actually do. And
my
then that person never fucking showed up.
Bamboozled.
And I was so upset about that.
You've been bamboozled, sir.
So, right. Like, I'm kind of glad and I'm kind of sad at the same time. Because, to be honest, I'm not quite sure if I want to see the photos that would have been taken.
Oh, I do.
I would have only hoped that they would have captured that moment when you sideballed.
The one testicular, my nut slip.
Uh-huh.
Your nip slip.
My nut slip. Janet Jackson ain't got nothing on my nut slip.
But you're allowed to perform on the Parliament House stage again.
Oh,
true.
Nobody.
Janet Jackson is performing at the Amway Arena, 6/26. Get your tickets.
Speaking of, I recently found out that YouTube was created because of that nip slip. Yeah, I'm guessing the two guys that started YouTube just came out with the story because it was all over the radio this morning. They wanted
that was around that time.
Yeah, when that event happened, everyone was trying to find pictures of it.
I don't want you spreading false information on this podcast like we do all the other times. I don't feel like that's correct.
I've heard it two separate stories on two different
stations. See, he's gaslighting us. He's trying to distract us from his
girl. I could tell you any story and then have BJ tell you that same story. It does not mean it's true.
They can't put it on true.
He's distracting the audience from his nut.
From the nut slip.
So
anyway, back to this debaucherous night in October.
So it was coming down to a time crunch, and I live about 15 minutes away from the bar. So
I was like, and remember, don't say anything that could be incriminating. That could get you stripped of your title.
So Pat was telling me, hey, just go over to my room. Here's a key, blah, blah, blah.
I was showering in somebody else's room for
right,
the same reason.
On actual property.
On Parliament House property. One of my friends from Chicago had a room.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, Brian was like, here, here's a key to my room if you ever need anything while you're over here. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go shower. So I showered up there, and literally, as I'm in the shower, I'm getting texts on my watch from Josh. It's like, okay, I'm going to run home. I may be a little late for the contest. So I'm like trying to finish real quick and like message him.
It's like, no, don't.
Caught him in the car. He had literally gotten in the car and like turned out of the parking lot.
I
called him. I was like, go to the gardens. Like, just come back. Beat me up in the front. I'll run up there right now and give you a key to the gardens.
Like, I had passed the churches.
Jesus.
When I got that message. So I was still able to turn around. It wasn't like super big deal. But, you're giving me the instructions, like, hey, do this. I'm like, trying to maintain all this information, the room number, how to get there, because I've never been. And
if you've ever met Josh, you tell him something, 12 seconds later, may not remember
it. You have to make him repeat it at least 5 times.
Or I have to get a text that I can reference. Because
yes.
Sometimes my memory is like a goldfish. It'll last about 5 seconds, and then, what? So I'm driving to the gardens, and it's kind of dark, and there's this one guy there with missing teeth at the check-in booth, and he was in a car. Then he came up to my car. I wasn't even sure if he was the actual booth guy or if just some stranger sitting in a car trying to scam me out of something. So I don't know. I saw the missing teeth. He wasn't in the booth. He was in the car. I was a little like, who did I just give the room number to?
Oh, God.
As I came back that night, nothing was in my room.
So then I find the room, I get in, and this has got to be the world's, like, this should go in the Guinness Book of World Records, because I have never showered so quick in my life. I also didn't shower, like, totally efficiently, but it was, like, you know, super PTA.
I was going to say pit tits ass.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't even, I think I washed my hair with soap, too, because I didn't even know where the shampoo was.
Secrets from a title holder.
I was just like so frantic, and I was like, oh my God, I gotta go. So showered, but literally, if you've seen Bruce Almighty, and Jim Carrey just kind of like throws his arms back with his chest arched out and the clothes just fly off, that's pretty much what happened. I just made one movement and then suddenly everything was off. So then I shower, I like jump into new clothes, slightly damp, to go to back to the bar to enter in line. So I have a little anxiety when it comes to stuff like this. This was very, very much out of my realm of comfort. So I may have taken a Xanax and I may have had a double shot of Fireball to help calm the nerves.
I love it. She's like, I might have taken a Xanax and a double shot of Fireball. Like the Fireball is the, like the part that people shouldn't be talking about.
Not the unprescribed medication that he just has on him.
Mine was prescribed.
But like,
I have a prescription.
Not the pills, but the Fireball.
He's like, I'm at a bar, but I'm going to have some Fireball.
So 15 minutes later, the Xanax was doing nothing. So I was like, I'm thirsty, I'm hot, I'm nervous as fuck. So I literally go, and I meet Locke in the disco, and I was like, bottle of water, literally double shot of like anything, whatever. So of course he handed me Fireball. It's like, you know what? Fuck it.
Well, so girl, you're lucky he didn't hand you like a double shot of Rumplemintz.
Right?
Ooh. Maybe I should have done that.
God,
just kidding.
You would have been knocked on your ass. If you got up there, they'd be like, favorite sexual position. You'd be like,
it's like right. he would have come out and he would have done this amazing dance routine. But from our perspective, it's just him like laying flat on his stomach, just slightly twitching his butt.
Right, and in my head,
he's like doing backflips and at least gets 5 twerks in before he lands. But to us,
that's what happened to Black Swan, right? She was imagining that beautiful dance.
No, she actually did.
Oh, she actually did do it.
But she was imagining she was turning into an actual fucking bird.
Oh, that probably would have been.
And she also stabbed herself.
That probably would have been.
Do you watch? Are you watching Legends of Tomorrow?
Yes.
Are you watching the current ones?
Yes.
It's basically Ava, in 1920, fucking doing a full production number of Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison, with the band kicking up, the singers, all the backup singers. And then Sarah and Mick walk in, and she's just like, and like, just gyrating to the side to side.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, that would have been what Josh would have looked like.
Mm-hmm. If he had the rumble.
And to be honest, I don't really know what I was doing. I kind of blacked out a little bit just because, and it wasn't because of the
it was just the anxiety.
Pills.
Yeah.
Right. It's like same thing with interviews. If I go in, I black out and whatever happens. And you kind of hope for the best.
you get an email that says, sir, we regret to inform you that we cannot hire you. We cannot have our potential employees saying that they will blow that on the interviewer for the job.
Or he gets an email that he thinks is a joke where it says his start time is 5 a.m. underneath the boss's desk on Monday. And that's his schedule for
like,
that
well,
week.
I show up
real early and I'm like just sitting under the desk waiting. boss comes scooches in and all of a sudden like hits my face with his knees like, what the hell? Your instruction said to be under the desk.
Here's what you said, boss.
But it was too early, and so I was offended.
So I performed. The only thing I remember is the very last minute because of the back and forth with the Mia and the runner up. And I do.
That's when he came out of his.
And
his
I do
coma.
Remember. I also remember the sexual pantomime because I had to rehearse that in my head numerous times. So I would, you know, like, well, because we
five
you and
times.
I, you and I actually discussed it. With the whole phone bit.
Yeah.
So I remember that, but the whole dance thing, nope, couldn't tell you. But I remember consciously unbuckling the nylon shorts and then unzipping the fly and trying to...
Do you remember almost tripping?
Oh, yes.
Because I remember you almost tripping.
I do remember that because, okay, I can...
Shocked you out of it for a second.
So, for the audience out there, maybe it's a gift, maybe it's not, I don't know.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I can like bring my underwear down to my ankles and then kick my feet out and cause my undergarments, my delicates to fly up into the air towards me and I can catch it and it's super graceful and slick and whatever. So
for a second I thought he was talking about his penis. I was like,
it's prehensile?
Yes. So in Jaden's room, I was kind of like rehearsing something along the lines because he lent me the shorts. and I wasn't wearing the boots. And so I did this numerous times. He's like, yes, do that, do that. I'm like, okay. So then I rehearsed it a couple times, make sure I can get that time down. And I did not account for the boots. So when I was up there, I had the boots on. It just wasn't happening, and I got stuck on the boot, and I kind of lost balance for a brief moment. Long story short, afterwards, I didn't go back to work that for the rest of the night. I just kind of had to mingle, and people were buying me drinks, and so I may have been a little inebriated.
A little. I just love that after all that, like, before that part of it, he was like, he texted me, he's like, all right, well, what do you need me to do for the rest of the night? I said, go enjoy your win. Because like, I knew that was nothing was going to happen that night. Any pictures that would have been taken the rest of the night would have just been like,
I wasn't that buzzed at the time. I could have worked totally professionally.
Oh, but I know that. I knew that shots were going to be purchased and given to you. Mm. I know the people that attend these events. I know my community.
I would have gracefully declined every other shot, or depending on what it was, because, you know, I'm a working class girl. I'm a professional.
She's a working girl.
I'm a working girl. I'm professional.
Nine to five.
Profesh. So anyway, like, I was pretty buzzed. I hung out with my friend Jaden and some of his friends who came down with him. Some of them were hired by me, and some of them who were the judges. So hung out with them. I one of the judges that I used in the sexual pantomime wanted me to do what I did on the stage in real life. I took it as a joke. And this is the best part for Pat, because he's gonna give me shit about it as soon as I say it too.
I can't believe you actually said that it was one of the judges.
What else would I would have said?
I don't know. You could have said there was a gentleman.
Some hoe.
I don't know.
Say the next part.
So he was also one of the performers who had merchandise.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
See, I knew he knew. And he was selling his merchandise. I was, you know, going to be a very supportive person of local, local community talent. And I went to go meet up with him in his room later, because that's where he had his merchandise.
Uh-huh.
I brought cash.
As they all do.
Did you leave it
on the dresser?
I did not. It was in my pocket the whole time.
Damn it, Pat. Thunderstruck.
Needless to say, I got a little distracted. I was trying...
By the merchandise?
Trying specifically to keep it focused on just the merchandise. Oh, I was trying not to get involved with the talent. I did not initiate it, but once it started, things just kind of happened, and I went with it. And next thing you know, I wake up at probably 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning in... a room that is not mine.
Mind you, at 3-something in the morning, I sent him a text message that says, "Girl, are you coming to get your shit?"
And then nothing.
And nothing.
I was
until the next morning at like 7:30 when she's like, "I'm just going home now. I can come by later."
Because I thought he was asleep, and I'm like, I'm not going to knock on his door at like 6:30 in the morning.
But you knocked on a door at three in the morning.
With those judgmental eyes of his, he would have given me nothing but silence and side eye, and then given me a whole bunch of shit, which he still does. It was October, right? So four months.
The witching hour.
4 months, and I'm still getting flack for it.
Just saying.
But yeah, I would say that
sounds like a really fun evening.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it was actually definitely my most memorable for sure.
You won a title.
I won a title. I stepped out of my comfort zone. Apparently, I did really well.
You got into somebody else's comfort zone.
I got into someone else's comfort zone.
Yeah.
Or uncomfort zone, depending on
Did not get sloppy drunk and vomit somewhere, so that's a plus.
Did you check the drawers, though, in the room?
For what?
For vomit.
No.
All right. Well, then.
I didn't do it, though.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
But let's ask the two most important questions. Did you purchase your merchandise?
No.
It was a trade.
Do you have any of this merchandise at this point in time?
I do not.
Okay. I went for the merchandise.
Once again,
you've been bamboozled. Fast one was pulled on you, buddy. It's okay.
Hey, come to my room. I have some merchandise for sale. Okay.
I wish I had been paying attention because I was like, I wish I had heard that because I would have guffawed as loud as possible, but just watch you do it anyway.
I mean, and I don't regret it. And, you know, like, it was fun. And
dear Penthouse Forums.
Great Penthouse Forums, yes.
Okay. I mean, like, no, that sounds like a really fun night. That definitely sounds like a definitive, like, I'm going to tell this to, like, you know, my ex-husband before we get back together.
Technically, I was under contract to be paid, and it wasn't specific hours, so I was just kind
It wasn't of, specifically money does, either, does apparently.
That, does that mean that I was being paid to have sex, even though I was...
Considering the other person was also contracted to be paid by this event.
We paid him to do you, too. So. You were going to have a good night whether you wanted to or not.
Does that make you a pimp?
And yet none of them had sex with me. So, quite honestly,
right?
Horrible event.
Does that make you a pimp?
I'm a pimp hoe.
Pimp hoe.
Except I apparently forgot how to hoe.
So
apparently, I that's what I am now. So I'll help you out.
it all
starts with merchandise.
Don't get bamboozled, Pat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello. Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Don't get bamboozled.
Just
so somebody says, I've got merchandise to sell you.
You're like, I've got cash. I'll be there. Give me a room number.
Just copy his thirst pics off Instagram and be like, oh, he'll be at the room too. Like, I don't know where he is. Oh my gosh, he's such a sloppy hoe. So why don't you take off that shirt? Not that I've done that before. Anyway.
He was into a car accident. He broke his leg. He's not going to be able to come. So literally.
You should.
He
broke his leg. He can't come.
He's asked me to have this experience vicariously for him. So I guess we can
I
get
have
started.
To have something to tell him.
Right, exactly.
My name is Peter Nokio.
So.
You've seen that commercial, right?
I have not.
Before we continue on this conversation, we just want to take a quick break to say that if you are enjoying this episode or anything that we have done, head on over to flameonshow.com and scroll to the bottom and follow us on your favorite social media platform. And we are listener-funded entertainment, so if you would like to help support this show, then go ahead and head over to patreon.com/flameonshow and join at any of the four levels that we have there. There is exclusive content at any and all levels. So we hope that you consider becoming a patron.
So, funny enough, like being the kind of person I am, a monster, a lot of my times out, usually and horribly for somebody else, I will say I have probably about one or two. One of them is a bear bust event.
Oh, God, please hope that it's like before 2013.
I don't think so. Damn it. It may have been your first one.
Oh, okay. Depending on which one, I might have only had a very small influence in it.
I think it was the one I think that you got Trixie.
I haven't had Trixie.
You haven't had Trixie. Okay.
Ben has been there during Bear Bust before.
Okay.
We had Varla Jean Merman. We had Coco.
Oh, no, I know which one it
Lady
is.
Lady Bunny. Oh God, which one?
Oh, okay. So they're both Parliament House and they both involve fun at other people's expense. Okay. So the first one was the one you had where it was the cast of Where the Bears Are.
Okay.
And it was, I don't know, one of them is the, two of, is it one or two of them are the writers for the show?
I think two or three of them, actually.
I think it was the three.
At some point in time, they all collaborate on writing duties.
There was, well, all I know is that one of them was shtupping my friend Kenny. Because I guess he has family down in Palm Bay or something. And I was in a good mood.
Wait, was it Rick? The shorter one?
No. It was the I guess the middle height one. The one the main guy.
The stockier one.
Yeah.
The shorter but stocky guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Ben. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, it was Ben.
we're just calling people's names out on this one, right?
So
now.
So I'm there. I think our friends Mike and Lauren were there. Like, everyone was there. Everyone was having a great time. I was in a good mood. Everything is going completely fine. And then Kenny brings him over to me and is like, hey, this is blah, blah. And I was like, oh, hi. Why do all the people of color keep dying in your show? And the look on Kenny's face was like, I should have known better. I should have known better. But once again, I fucking did not know better. And that is on me. And Ben was just kind of staring at me like, oh. And I was like, I'm kidding. I'm like, I know why. but it was a really fun time. I think it was around my birthday. So Ron was there.
Okay. I feel like this is 2015.
This may have been 2015 because Ron was still living here. And
Kenny
Ron,
was, obviously, because I think Kenny might have moved in 2016.
Yeah, Kenny didn't move till 2016 or 2017.
Yeah.
But Ron was feeding me shots from the time I arrived at 9 p.m. till I managed to convince somebody to drive my car with me in it home. Was Kendall there, too?
No, I haven't had Kendall at Bear Bust,
but he was there for an event. Okay,
yeah, I've had him for other events.
But so that was actually a really fun night. And then the next day, I called Kenny, and Ben was in the background. And I was like, "Hey, tell Ben I said hi and hope there's no brown people in the bathtub." but he didn't relay that message. So that was just a fun night. Like, nope, there were no fights, nothing weird. I mean, I normally don't get laid when I go out, but it wasn't like, all right, well, time to go to Taco Bell. At least something's happening to my ass tonight. and that was a really, really fun night. And then there was another night at the Parliament House where I believe it was Rocco Steele and Boomer Banks was there.
Okay, it's probably like an erotica or one of those type of
events. It was one of those nights. Once again, I was there with Kenny, and apparently, I had been talking to Boomer Banks and Rocco Steele on Twitter, and I had no idea. So I had sent a mashup video of the Making Bacon Pancakes from Adventure Time.
Making pancakes.
Mashed
bacon
up
pancakes.
With Alicia Keys' New York.
Oh, I love that mix.
And I sent that to Boomer Banks, and he about lost his shit, and he was like, this is the best thing ever. And I think in that same thing, Rocco Steele had been like in that thread, and I had codenamed his penis the Prolapse Maker.
Ooh.
So he was hitting on Kenny because he was there selling his underwear. He was hitting on Kenny.
I don't remember which event it was. But I remember this exact event because I remember him. He was right.
Rocco.
It was right
underwear,
before
right?
The launch of 10x7.
Yes.
It was like. It was literally like the soft launch.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So because then I think he went to like Sawmill like the next day with it or something.
He either went to Sawmill the next day or like the
night.
Next weekend.
He was in
Florida
by.
For like a week and a half.
Yeah. 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 But I remember that event.
But yeah.
Yeah. I went to that event as well. Like,
I might have a picture of Rocco's penis from that night because at some point there's a towel show.
Yep.
And, you know, at some point.
It was peeking out the exactly. side.
I purchased his underwear just to say hi.
But it was, yeah.
It doesn't fit.
Kenny was there, and Kenny was doing his, like, I'm going to just be a cute Southern boy. And I was like, this man's from New York. Tell him you want that dick. And I'm standing there, and I'm just like, have you watched a music video for, and he's like, Making Bacon Pancakes. And I was like, He's like, you're the one that sent that to him. He's like, we listened to that the whole way fucking down here. And I was like, aw. I'm like, it's nice to be thanked. He's like, I'm not thanking you. And Kenny's just standing there like, what is the fuck is happening? I was like, well, anyway, he's single. And like, I've known him since college. He was afraid of butt sex in college. So if you just want to like destroy it, I'm sure he'll let you do it. And of course, Kenny's looking at me like, why? And of course, the whole time I'm saying this, Roger Steele's just eyeing him like, oh, really? And I was like, look, your wingman's working for you. Look what's happening.
About to get that pussy wrecked.
I am your butthole's Cupid. But it was,
maybe we should make a shirt of that too.
I am your butthole's Cupid.
Butthole's Cupid.
That's a good wingman shirt.
It would be.
That's perfect wingman. It'll say wingman on the back and your butthole's Cupid on the front.
Yep.
But it was just those two nights. It was just one of those nights where it was just, like you said, it was free. Like, yeah. I was very much being my extra self, but nobody was, like, irritated about it. People were having a good time.
You turn into a Maya song.
I turn into a Maya song. It was just fun. You know, it was just one of those nights where I felt like I was myself. I was genuinely myself, and I did not feel remotely apologetic. No, I didn't feel like anybody felt like I needed to apologize to them for anything. It was just a very, very, very good night, and it was one of those rare times where everybody in Orlando was there, and there was no drama.
Yeah, because that does not happen
that
often.
That does not happen often. It happened recently. I think it happened at the last Bear Bus. There, like, I noticed all sorts of people were there who have bad attitudes. There's a couple people there with fart face. They look like they smelled fart. But they were still there and having a good time.
Can you show me a picture of what that looks like later?
Fart face?
Oh, yeah. I can show you exactly a picture.
Oh, that.
I
can show you a picture. The kid from the news that was all like,
yeah, yeah, that face he makes where he's just like,
with the
like
girl next to me,
but
yeah.
they freeze it like that, yeah. Okay. I'll show you a picture of the person.
You a picture of a person that was there that had a comment to say about the event. It had nothing to do with the event, had something else to do completely, but still decided to throw the name of the event in there say that whatever.
Yeah. But so you know what? Actually, that was surprisingly wholesome. Like, in Josh's case, extra wholesome. But you know,
right,
I was like my nipple bled during a blowjob in the bathroom.
Nowhere near as bad as I could come up with. I mean,
although I will say one of the funnier parts was I was hosting Barrioke, like before I started Bears in the City at Stonewall. Well, before I started Bears in the City, I was hosting at Stonewall. And there was this really, 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 really cute guy that I had a crush on. Does not live here in town anymore. I think he moved back up to Long Island. And I guess he was sad and depressed and finally let me blow him. So I was on the back patio at Stonewall during my karaoke night while somebody was singing, blowing this dude. The song ended. Thank God I've got friends who've got my back. Because I'm sure Matt didn't know where I was. But then all of a sudden I hear Matt Stevens get the mic and go, give it up for this person. All right, next person up.
I think I was there that night.
And I was just like,
I thought
thanks, Matt.
I think somebody would ask, where's Pat? I'm like, he's probably pooping. Oh, my God. You weren't pooping.
Nope. Just had a dick in my mouth.
Actually, another night. So there was a night at Barcodes. It was their leather night. And I was there with this guy that I had met through a whole bunch of group of friends. And as we're talking, he's just slowly taking his clothes off. And I'm like, oh, he's getting comfortable. Oh, he's getting very comfortable. Oh, he's just, and apparently his thing is just like jacking off in front of people. And I was like, oh. Okay. Uh-oh. And then I was just like, all right, I'm sorry. I'm about to ask a lot of like direct questions, and I'm sorry if this isn't sexy. And I was like, do you want me to just stare at it while we have a conversation? And he's just like, he's like, no. And I was like, do you still want me to have a conversation? He goes, yeah. And I was like, okay. I'm like, do you want me to touch it? And he's like, at some point. And I was like, great. So it was just the most surreal thing. There's just a group of us chatting. And then the weirdest thing happens where this guy who we don't get along, I think he's pretentious and he thinks I'm bougie. We just don't like each other.
I mean, we're sitting in the same room. You could just call me out.
Oh, no. No. he speaks like four languages. He's a chef. He is talented, but like one minute he'll be complaining about the price of like some food at a restaurant, but then his ass is at McDonald's at the 99 cent menu. So I'm like, I don't want to hear your complaints, bitch. We end up having sex out back in the patio, and then afterwards we're both like, that was good, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh shit.
Wanna do it again?
And he's like, why haven't we been doing this sooner? And I'm like, because I thought you were pretentious. He's like, well, I thought you were bougie. I'm like, cool. Well, when you want to do it again? He's like, tomorrow? And I was like, sure. I was like,
when you first met me, did I ever come across as pretentious?
No.
That is a common thing that people think of me. No. First impressions, people think that I'm pretentious and an asshole.
No, I did not.
I don't understand why.
Well, I did not at all. No,
it wasn't my first reaction. It's just my current one.
So actually, here's, again, I'm a monster. Here was my first thought on you.
Okay.
I can use this boy to fuck some people's shit up is exactly my first thought. I'm like, he is adorable. He's I can trick him. I'm like, who do I want to fuck with first?
First off, you don't have to trick me. Just tell me, hey, you want ready to ruin some lives? And I'll be like, sure. Who's on the docket?
See, I guess I thought you were a lot more innocent. I thought you were a lot more innocent than you were. That's what it was.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I was before I moved.
I mean, she was wrecking relationships for many years.
Ooh, yeah.
I got a message at 2 something in the morning. Have you seen blah blah blah? Oh, earlier they were out with Josh.
Oh god.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Was blah 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 drinking? A little.
Are we?
I can't read your lips.
Oh, you're gonna have to tell me about who.
Oh, this is great. We'll make this
names, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll make this exclusive Patreon content.
Yes, subscribe and give us your money.
All right. So, real quickly, since now we have talked about our wonderful hoey nights out at the bar, what is like either a theme or something you would like to see gay bars do? And I'll go with Pat first again.
I just want to see them. I want to see bars have a mix of newer ideas and staples. Because, I mean, we know that traditional, like, nights or themes work.
Yeah, they have, like, tea dance and, like, a drag performance. And
Tea dance in this town there's not really much of. But yes.
Let me make it a little bit easier. Bars in the central in Florida, because you've seen them all just about.
More mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, mozzarella dicks everywhere. I just listened back to one of the episodes and I heard that you said mozzarella dicks when we were talking. I think during this episode or during our last recording.
I think so.
Mozzarella
yeah.
dicks.
And I completely missed it because I was saying something else and I was listening back to when I was editing it and I was like, oh, mozzarella dicks.
Yeah, I called it out and I'm like, is he really not going to acknowledge that?
I didn't even hear it.
Not even acknowledging the mozzarella dish.
I think, I can't remember exactly what we wanted to, Chris, my work husband, we were talking and I was like, I just want to have a bar called Fat and Jaded, where it's just a gay bar for like late 30s and up bears who are just like, I'm too old for this shit. I don't need all the oons.
We're disillusioned. Maybe we want a night of like quiet music. Maybe we don't need everything so fucking loud. Like
you play good. Yeah, I'd go through the jukebox and take out like the 13-minute
Donna Summer,
MacArthur Park Mega Mix. I take out Let It Go. You know, like I take out like all those songs. We just have good music at a reasonable level. We would have light finger foods, and we would do homemade mozzarella sticks that have little balls at the end, and then we'd put a little slit at the top, so that way as we fry them and the little
starts to ooze out a little bit, it'll just come out.
And that's it. You can order an order of mozzarella sticks at Fat and Jaded. So the thing I really want to see implemented in a bar is from the smart garages. The little light when you get in there. So if you are having one of those days and you just want to sit down and have a cocktail, You hit the little no thanks button and a little red light pops up above you.
Oh.
And if you're ready for conversation, boop, little green light. People know I can come up and chat with you now.
Or you could actually do one even better is if you have like an LED light underneath the bar stool or underneath the bar and you can like just touch something on the surface that changes the color.
I mean, I don't want to feel like I'm sitting in lava. I'd rather just be like, just park yourself here.
I want,
literally, boop, and it's all set.
I want the flames of my hatred to burn anyone that comes near me.
But I do want to see, especially in Central Florida, more things like game nights. I want to see more things like the creature feature, where we're seeing different types of artistic expression, because then it gets more people out in the community. Because right now it feels like... people are, it's their way or it's nothing. And I don't want to see that anymore. Like, I really want to see, because I mean, we've, all of our like fun experiences that we had at bars, we wouldn't have had that without that bar scene, without those things happening.
Exactly.
You know, I still want to have things like erotica. I still want to have things like the tea dances,
leather nights,
the leather nights and all of those things that are traditional for bars. But I want to see them incorporate things that a younger generation is enjoying. I want to see entertainers from shows like Dragula get brought in to do events and stuff like that, because you'll get, you know, maybe it's not going to be the same level as when we bring in somebody from RuPaul's Drag Race, but you're still going to bring a crowd out and it's going to get people there and more people out to that bar or club or establishment. And, you know, in a day and age like this, I really feel like bars need to still be there. Because, and I was having this conversation with Luke when he was listening to the last episode, apps are great and they connect people, especially in rural areas, or it connects you with people in different cities and states and countries, which is fabulous. I've had great conversations with people, great guys in different cities and states, but I mean, it's not necessarily be able to connect with them in a real way. And when it comes down to it, people are flakes. You know, it's really tough to initiate a meaningful conversation. And when I say meaningful, I mean, it could range from, I want you to come over and suck my dick, to let's go have dinner, to a relationship, whatever. But I want, when you need, like, if you want to get your dick sucked, just go to fucking Hank's. You know what I mean? Like, you
have a place for everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally can just go and do that. And you know that the dudes that are walking around back there are looking to suck dick. You know what I mean? That's
they're
the
not there
of,
to judge you.
Exactly. They're not there, or they're not there to be like, oh, I'm just here to have a cocktail. If they're walking around that back patio area, you know they're looking for something. Whether or not you are their type or they are your type, different story.
I feel like the beach at Parliament's the same.
But that's not... See, the thing is that we don't turn a blind eye to that. So if security walks through, they have to whatever, because we have a liquor license.
Halt. It's the law.
At a place like Hank's, which is part of the reason why originally they started out as BYOB and then graduated to at least wine and beer, is because there's less, there are less strict guidelines for it.
Yeah, less regulations and stuff on it.
Exactly, and they don't have to worry about losing a liquor license, where a place like Parliament or Southern or even Stonewall does have to worry about that. But I think that that's absolutely essential to life right now. You know, you can definitely have the apps and have all of that greatness that comes from interaction online, but you need that human interaction that a bar can provide for you.
I agree. All right. Josh, what's something you'd like to see?
She had an hour and a half to think of this. She's like, I don't know.
I've been thinking, but I think you kind of covered everything. I mean, I don't really know what else there is. You know,
you could reiterate my great points. Talk about my greatness and how
I've
solved bars problems.
I'm definitely all for
mozzarella dicks. Me too.
100%. Honestly, I think I'm going to try to make that before you move to Chicago.
We need to. That's going to be the food at my going away weekend. We'll make
it
at the gardens.
Yes.
I'm renting a 2-bedroom condo at the gardens for that going away weekend. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be like, y'all want to hang there? Cool. Grab a sleeping bag. Let's
camp
puddle
out.
Puddles. Let's do this. I don't care. If it's an orgy, it's an orgy. Cool. But
well, in order for that to happen, technically, we're without the, you know, just need to make sure everybody just wear socks and no shoes. Because technically that's an orgy.
Listen, if I'm there with socks on, I'm going to shock somebody's penis. I'm just telling you now. There's carpet, I'm going to shock a dick. And it may be inside somebody else. I'm going to just kind of scooch up underneath it, and I'm just going to wait till they pull out and be like, boop, bam, two for one.
But I would definitely like to see more, I guess, neutral activities that doesn't necessarily revolve or require booze.
Which is tough at bars, because that's their source of income.
Well, yeah, true. But I mean,
I'm just playing devil's advocate there, because I love the idea, because I mean, even at some things like our game night, people come in, any of my activities that I ran at Parliament, like weekly, karaoke and game night, people come in and enjoy it, and that's great.
Well, of course, and I think, like, of course, the liquor and the booze is, like, welcome, for sure, because I think I feel like it's, like, optional, but for me, I'm a day person. So I'm more down for day drinking than night drinking, because once the sun goes down, I feel like I kind of need to retreat.
I will say that is something I have noticed picking up more than at night now.
So I guess day events. I would like to see more day events.
Yeah. Okay, that's a different way to go about it, because as much as I agree with liking events that don't have to focus around booze, that's the bar's lifeblood.
Right. Well, I know that. But yeah. I mean, like, so for your game nights, right? I mean, I think they're really fun. I don't go out to them often, but mostly just because I get home from work and I'm really tired and I don't really feel like being social.
There's all excuses. Okay.
But
got it.
I'm more apt to go out during the day. But even with the game nights, you know, it's still kind of loud and, more competitors, because you're focusing on playing the game. But like anything that would involve or provide a better opportunity to be able to like chat without the, you know, loud music or, you know, all this other,
maybe more quiet spaces.
Yeah,
like
I
maybe
guess.
Well, no, there was a time where I believe it was Stonewall or something, like outside they didn't have music going. And there was one time I went there, and I specifically went there to sit outside and chat and hang out with friends. And I went inside. Music's loud inside. It always is. Okay, whatever. Go upstairs. They have a DJ upstairs. And I'm like, okay, all right. I'm going to just go to the outside bar, hang out and chat with some friends. They have the music turned up to full blast there. And I'm like, and I'm out. So more places where people can actually talk.
Yes. That's, okay. So like as we were kind of like bouncing all of that around, I love brunch.
More bar brunches.
And
I'm like, okay, yes, you're a homosexual. We got this. Continue
so,
on.
Brunch.
I've been to a couple brunch spots around here. Neither of them are, you know, specifically gay, but I like how like it's all during the day. They provide,
hence brunch.
Well, yes, I know. Listen, I'm just the pretty one, okay?
Girl. We're going to take that away from you here in a minute.
No.
Father time comes for us all, bitch.
Eventually. But, like, I very much enjoy having, like, a live musician. And where it's, you can hear it, but it's not overpowering. You can still have a conversation, you know. So I would like to see more day events to where, like, some bars might provide some munchies, you know, some light fare, if you will, with cocktails, and you know, maybe have like a live musician or something.
Well, and you charge like a door code thing, or have do tickets for it.
Right?
Yeah,
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, I'm more prone to go out during the day. I have more energy during the day. Once the sun hits or goes away, it's like I retreat into this.
The only problem with that is that's 2 days out of a week.
I know.
I'm not trying to be the dick in this, only slightly. But I'm also playing devil's advocate from a bar sense, because we're talking
about most people
bar,
work during the day,
bar livelihood, yeah. bar viability. You have 5 days during a week where people work during the day,
right?
For the most part, I'm saying your normal quote unquote day jobs.
But even the weekends would be fine. Just there's not a lot going on during the day on the Saturdays and Sundays.
But that would also brings me into my thing, is because for the longest time I was working third shift, and I was working third shift Wednesday to Saturday. You ain't got no life. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no life working that shift.
Nope.
And So having something during the daytime on the weekends, maybe like not a ton of stuff, but like definitely more stuff during the daytime on the weekends would help. But also maybe starting stuff during the week, like an hour earlier. Because there's tons of nights I want to go out. Like sometimes I'll pop out to karaoke every now and then. But that's usually on my Friday. I'll go out to karaoke and yeah. I'll have a great time. But like if stuff like I think karaoke starts at like 8 or 9 o'clock. Is it? What about at the Geeky?
At the Geeky, it's 8 o'clock now on both nights.
Yeah,
so Mondays. Mondays used to be 7. Now it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So that like 8 o'clock. Like even underwear night at like
that's a bedtime
barcodes and stuff at like 7 p.m.
Old lady.
but like starting at something at like 8. Because 8's a good time to start something because it's generally far enough after dinner time mm-hmm. that like you've had time to eat and chill and decide if you
digest
even want to go
food.
Out. So maybe like and that's definitely a Florida thing.
Well,
that I've noticed.
So this is the thing, and it's tough. It depends on the bar,
100%,
because there are some that will have shift change at 9 o'clock. So you have your happy hour set that goes on between 6 and 9, and then your nighttime events don't start until 9 or 9:15 or whatnot. So it depends on the bar and it depends like
100%.
But that's also why there are things like Drag Bingo hosted by Chantel Roche Wednesday nights at the Parliament House, 6:15 p.m. first game.
she had that out like lockdown.
Listen, I'm telling you, you got to promote for your friends. But there are things like that where you can do happy hours. So if you're not doing a night event, you can go and do poker during happy hour. You can go play yep. bingo during happy hour during the week. You have places that do like the comedy brunch at Parliament. I think there's a possibility in the future for them to do more brunches. You've got places like Hamburger Mary's that does brunch on the weekends. You've got the Lamb that does not necessarily anything specific for brunch, but they've got from what I understand, a really great brunch menu.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Plus their hamburger, not the hamburger, the Hamburger Mary, the Bloody Mary bar.
Oh, which is bomb.
Yeah.
So like there are those types of things,
and
so,
they got chain shots.
Well, yes, and which are gross now because we were there recently and they changed what they were making with. Maybe it's just that time, but it was blue and it just did not taste great. They also were warm.
The last time I went, it was purple.
Yeah, I think I went there. They were red or purple the last time. The time before that. And those went down much easier. but, I mean, there are a lot of places around that do brunch type of things. I think the tougher part is that when you have clubs, that they aren't necessarily open. Like, Southern Nights really doesn't have an opportunity to do that.
Right.
Because they don't really have the space, or not even the space. They don't have the things on property to do it.
Well, now they have Southern Craft that opens a bit earlier,
but they don't have a kitchen.
No,
they don't have
a
restaurant. So for a brunch, you need food. Which I mean, they could work with like somebody like maybe like Palm
Yellow Dog or Pom Poms or something.
I mean, Palms is right, literally,
right around the corner,
a block away. Mm-hmm. But Parliament does do their monthly comedy brunch, so they have we have the restaurant right there.
Yeah.
I think there is talk about. Chatter in the future them doing more brunches like with St. Mary's. You know, we do have stuff like that where there's a show and that. I do love the music idea though, like that's one of the things. And when I was doing Fergasm up until like 2 years ago almost, actually Cinco de Mayo will be 2 years since I've done a Fergasm event, but that's why I brought live music in once a month at Parliament House, because even though it's at night, mm-hmm. it was a Saturday night. But it was in the courtyard. You're not being overwhelmed by just unce dance music.
Right.
You know, we would break that and you would have a Sean Holcomb or a Josh Williams or Zach come down. Mm-hmm. And Zach Maruniak. I was like, what's his last name? Three of the people that I've had play at Parliament. And it's a different vibe. And it definitely gives you a whole different feel when you're in the courtyard of Parliament House.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, even to the point where one of the owners... Susan, who has a very critical eye about a lot of things, she was there on a Saturday night when Sean Holcomb was playing and walked down the courtyard and was just like, pulled on my shirt sleeve and was like, who is this? I told him, and she's like, we need to do this more often. And I'm like, yes, like that's,
yep.
I love that idea. And I love that places like the Lamb.
Because it's low key and it's, you know, still enjoyable. And, you know,
well, and that was one of the things when I was out in San Francisco, I about lost my mind because I went to a bar and they were playing alternative music. And I don't mean like current alternative music. They were playing 90s alternative. I'm like, I'm listening to No Doubt.
Ooh.
And Garbage. And I'm like, why don't I ever hear this at a bar in Orlando? Because holy fuck, I would go out all the goddamn time. Like, even if it was just during happy hour, I'm like...
Well, we're starting to do more. Like, yeah. Parliament, I know, is, they've got, like, Flashback Friday, I think the...
Yes.
The last Friday of the month. They're like doing, the 80s, like, 90s. 80s, 90s, and 2000s 90s, music. Yeah. I think they're actually starting a little, like, a mixer, almost like a singles mixer type of thing. With that type of music, 80s, 90s, 2000s music, because normally the club stuff doesn't start until 10, and they're doing from 8 to 10 and doing like a little mixer hours and incorporating that kind of music. So it is, because we're getting to that point where we're that older group mm-hmm. that's at the bar, and it's hitting the nostalgia notes for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and also God bless hipsters, because Lord knows hipsters like old music and stuff like that.
You're welcome.
So like,
bitch, you're not a hipster.
You really are not. Kind of a hipster. I'm hipster-ish. I'm hipster adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
I stop liking things when people oversaturate it and talk about it all the time.
No, that just means you're a dick.
Oh, look at us getting.
Don't yuck on bitches yum.
I don't. I just step out of that yum.
Mm-hmm. Don't like, yuck it ain't so on yummy bitches anymore. Yum. That needs to be a t-shirt.
That's a Chantel
bumper sticker.
Don't yuck on bitches yum.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll add it to the list.
We'll have to get Chantel's permission.
Okay.
Don't yuck on someone's yum is her.
I've heard someone else say it before.
I know, but it came from her, and that's where we got it from.
Okay.
You got to give credit where credit is due. She can
right.
give credit from where
it came
from.
If you want Shangela busting up in here.
That's not where I first heard it.
Gaga, hallelujah.
That was an obnoxious commercial.
But yeah, I think there's a lot that can be said and done for the bar scene, but I think it's necessary and essential for gay life.
I definitely love movie nights. That's another thing that's popped
up
lately.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, but I know I've seen somewhere recently that does a movie somewhere.
Stonewall does Monday night, or it's like happy hour-ish night,
yep.
And so does Parliament around
and
the same time.
One of the bartenders at Barcodes has experimented with a Videodrome night, which is playing like trauma films and like Chopping Mall and like old bad movies, and it was everything I could ever want in my life.
Ooh, I know what I want more often.
What do you want?
For the areas that can support it, like Barcodes, actually, they could do so because they have fire pits in the back.
Ritualistic sacrifice?
No. Like, carry on. Continue.
So
they have
like,
fire pits. Great. Cool. Next.
So like a campfire night or something.
Like with
like maybe
s'mores and...
I mean, sure.
Roasted wieners.
Just build a fire in your
fire.
Backyard. Just stay home. You're a homosexual. We got it.
But I think it would be kind of cool to see something like that and maybe have like a projector and a screen outside or something and have drinks by the fire pit, meet some new people, maybe watch a movie.
Hear the moans of people sucking dick in the back.
Surround sound.
Have sex with somebody you don't want to talk to, but, you know.
Maybe. BJ, why don't you wrap this up? I think we've gotten Josh's like home event wish list out there.
I was gonna say what we need to do is for like a big surprise birthday party for him. We need to make a replica of his house at P House, and he's the only one that gets to sit in the house space. And there's just a rope, and nobody can come into it. And the music's turned down real low.
Music's down real low. We'll put a sun lamp in there so it's like the sun is actually out.
The power of lighting.
I
perfect.
Like we'll put up in the windows. We'll actually put like it'll be like. Well, I'll take pictures of the outside during the day, and we'll just blow them up, and we'll just put them right at the window, so it looks like he's just sitting in his own house.
There
yes,
we go.
And technically,
but
I'm out.
But no, this was good. This is we got some ideas, and maybe hopefully if some bars want to sponsor us, that'll be a great time.
I'm down to work with somebody on that. The
mozzarella
fat and jaded. Mozzarella dicks and red green light.
Fat and Jaded Mozzarella Dicks. That's a good band name.
I just imagine someone, like one of you, kidnapping me and say, hey, Josh, I'm going to pick you up from work. I'd be like, okay. And then, like, put on this blindfold. What? Why? Just do it. And then you take me to this replica at the bar. Like, I just thought we'd take you home. I know you thought you were going somewhere else, but you're home. And then I would just literally probably be there.
And then there's completely unaware. There's a countdown, and we all hit a button, and the walls fall away, and he's just sitting there in his underwear like, no! You have to call an Uber, bitch. But, no, this was great. This was, I like the input I got from you guys.
I think this was fun. This is one where I actually had, like, stuff to talk about. Usually I'm scrambling to come up with things to talk about.
But you and always you do. You, every time I'm like, what about you, Pat? He's just like, I don't have anything.
It's all downhill.
I don't have
here.
Anything embarrassing to talk about. And then like 2 minutes into the conversation, you're like, and that was really embarrassing. And I'm like, bitch, you always have something to talk about.
You know, it happens.
You have experiences.
I eventually figure it all out. Well, dear listeners, if you have enjoyed this episode or anything else that we have put out as Flame On, then go on and follow us on all of your favorite social media platforms. Head over to flameonshow.com, scroll to the bottom, and all of our chiclets are right there for your ease of clicking. And if you would like to support us, because we are listener-funded entertainment, head over to patreon.com/flameonshow and become a patron at any one of our four levels. There is exclusive content up there for you, including some new A Sip of Tea with Orals that will be coming very soon. And I've also put up some other stuff. There was an exclusive episode about the Dark Crystal with Brian and Jared that is up there for our third tier listeners. So go on out there and support us, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with our next roundup episode.
Will this be your final roundup, or this will be your next
no
to final
no no
roundup?
I'm here through March also.
Okay,
I think, and I'll put this out there into the world now, I think April is going to be the month that we take off, just because that'll be the move month,
the transition month,
and as it is, it's going to be kind of hectic and crazy anyway, so I think that'll be where we take a month off. But then I think we'll only have to take a month off before we've kind of sorted out everything. I'll work with y'all on getting some long distance communications.
I know, and I got to get a fancy microphone.
We'll figure it out. But we'll be back in 2 weeks, and until then, bye, bitch.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.